Papa and I got really close after I got married too, because he built me a house on the farm property. Okay. So he was my neighbor.
Okay.
And so, you know, he got along with my wife and he was really good. And I think a lot of that had to do with just like, I still loved him, you know, even though he might have had opinions. Because I heard him. Yeah. I remember the one thing he said when I was young that I was like, shit, I don't know if I'm ever going to come out. Mm. I heard him say, oh, that one girl, girls, guys, she's confused. And I remember hearing the word confused and I was like, I might also be confused.
Or I would laugh because he's so Portuguese, yeah. Mm. And he say Lisbon. I'm like, that's the capital of Portugal. They're Lisbons.
Don't you know your capital?
That's the motherland right there.
I remember Uncle Ed kind of saying like, oh, if Papa ever says anything, let me know. He's like, because I already had a talk. He said he had a talk with Papa and said like, you guys, you know, you better accept that girl, because if you don't, we're going to lose her. Mm-hmm. So, and I feel like, I was raised a lot with grandma and papa, so I was always kind of helping or working on the farm. That's things that my brother Chevis did not want to do. And I learned how to be tough for myself, too. Like, they taught me to just be able to take care of myself and be proud of who I am. As long as I'm a good person, then nothing else really matters, kind of thing. So, yeah.